Accession number 29049, Mr. Frank Tolley, Reel 7. Now, you were concentrating, you and the pilot. This is we're talking about the raid over Mannheim, 1st of February. But anyhow, we're talking about a typical raid.
Yes.
So you're concentrating, you and the pilot.
Yes.
Now, tell me what, take me through it in a real raid as opposed to the method.
Yes. Well, that first one, I remember very well. We're going over for the target, and I remember releasing the bombs, and the thoughts were, I'm breaking the sixth commandment, I'm killing. That was it. I just watched these bombs go down, and the skipper said, what about the bloody bomb doors? It's getting cold up here. I'd forgotten to say close bomb doors. Anyhow, I did that.
Were you worried about killing civilians, which is a chance, or were you worried about killing Germans? What were you worried about?
Yes. It was that. You're doing it now. You are killing. No matter what else, somebody's going to die from these bombs. And you know that was your job. You knew that before that you would be doing that. But when you actually did it, you know it was. I'm doing it. I'm doing it now. I'm breaking that sixth commandment. You know, it's just how.
Did it upset you, or were you just thinking?
No, it didn't upset me.
But you were aware of it.
Yes.
So you closed the bomb door after the pilot told you off.
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
Now, when you dropped the bombs, could you feel?
It went up.
You make a gesture to say
it went.
And would you? What would you do, having dropped your bombs? Would you turn off, or would you circle around?
The navigator then would call out, steer compass 320 degree, or whatever. It would give the pilot those instructions, and then we'd be starting to head back to base.
Was it important not to relax your vigilance? I mean, were you able not to relax your vigilance?
No. You just could not even when you got over Allied territory, because you know it might be a jitter. But there was on one occasion when we hadn't got IFF switched on.
Identification, friend or foe.
That's so. Yeah, we'd not got this switched on, and there were a couple. This was night time. There were two more aircraft we know flying nearby, and our guns opened up and knocked one of them down. This was over Allied territory. So the IFF, the skipper put the IFF on straight away, you see, and but that was quite a momentous occasion, very scary, you know, made you think, you know, anything can happen at any time, you see.
And so you just fly back. Did you have any, would you eat anything? Would
food? Yes.
What would you eat when you were up there?
Chocolate, we would have sweets to suck, and we would have hot drinks in flasks. Yeah. And, that was
not sandwiches then. It was more sweets.
But
and what about the latrine? Would any of you ever use it?
There's an Elson down by the rear gunner. I never had to use that. What we did up front, we carried a jam can and empty jam can. Good. And if we up front wanted to use it, we did, and it'd be passed to me, and I would pour it down the window chute. And that's how we cope with the.
Would you be maintaining intercom silence or wireless silence?
No. You spoke when you had to. There's one occasion. I'm coming on to.
Hang on, we'll come on to the individual, but generally, because we're going to go through the raids, one by one, but the main one. Was there any, I mean, would you use intercom to say how you're doing, or would you just use intercom for real reasons?
Well, for real reasons. I mean, the only time we didn't was when we were coming back, it was after midnight, and it was the skipper's birthday had become, so we started to sing Happy Birthday. He said, you can cut that out, we're not down there yet.
Now, so what about the landing? Any landing procedure?
I would again come out and get behind,
I presume it'd be quite scary if you're in the bomb aimer's position, landing.
I suppose, I don't know, but I think it was more technical, you know, weight. It might have been weight, it might have been safety.
But you'd go and stand behind the flight engineer,
yes.
Mm. And what was the landing like?
Oh, usually good. I cannot fault the landing at all, despite the fact that we might have been up for over 9 hours. You still get it down, all that. But
now, what would you do when you got down? As soon as you got down,
you were getting out of the aircraft. What I didn't tell you, as far as the nose was concerned, the safety hatch was right underneath where I lay, so I could open that. It's all there. But okay.
So when you've landed, what do you do?
Pick up all your belongings and club and whatnot, and then just make your way over the main spar and out through the door that was on the starboard side in front of the tail.
Now, would you hand over to the ground crew, just like they'd handed over to you? And would you brief them as to what was anything, or what would you do?
Skipper or radio, the flight engineer might say about checking starboard inner or something like that. It seemed to be missing. I don't know. I'm not.
Would you mention if there'd been any problems with the bombs?
I would have, but
there
never were.
What about debriefing? Proper debriefing? What about real debriefing?
Yes, went back. We would wait for the wagon to pick us up and take us for debriefing. We would then met with a tot of rum. I think this, you know, just to book you up a bit, you know.
Did it make you feel better?
I think it alerted you a bit.
Did you drink yours?
Yes, I did. I'd be cold, probably coming from the aircraft. I like alcohol. I drink alcohol now. I'm very, but I'm not a binger because I like it so much that I have to enjoy it. I like my drop of malt.
Now, so you had this rum ration, and then what? Yeah. Debriefing.
Yes.
What was that like for you?
Besides rum, there was coffee as well. Yes. We go in. Well,
would this be in the same debriefing room, or was it separate?
Yes, it'd be, yes. Different tables, you see, for pilot, navigator, bomb aimer, and so on.
And what was the debriefing like for you?
Well, you would give as best you could what you thought of the raid, and that's another thing, you see, you have to take the debriefing officers have to take in, or do take into consideration, the fact that you're in different positions, and what one sees, another one doesn't. One can report very heavy flak, and another say quite light. Well, you might, I might say, not a lot of flak. The same as some coming from the port side, but the medical gun might say, gosh, there was flak all around us. You see, because they could see up above, and the rear gunner, likewise.
Now, after the debriefing, what would happen then?
Well,
was that it?
No, we would then be driven down to the mess for breakfast.
And that's another crew meal?
Another crew meal.
Was that a more jolly occasion?
Not really. You were tired. You were feeling tired. Let's get back, get onto the wanking pit, get onto the bed, and we can sleep just like babies.
Now, what were sleeping arrangements? Would you be allowed to sleep all day, or how long would you?
I remember on several occasions we'd get down, maybe get into the billets and get undressed at 8 o'clock in the morning, or we're all right now till 4, and then lo and behold, maybe at 1 o'clock you're called out for briefing, another trip.
Were you tired?
Oh yes. But I say you slept well, and when you're waking up, and you got to wonder about you're all go again. You were young, you see. It's
now, if you weren't flying,
yeah.
What would you do for recreation? Was there what was it? Was there drinking in the sergeant mess, or
yes,
drinking in the local village?
Yes, both.
What was the sergeant's mess like? Give us a picture of what a night in the sergeant's mess was.
Well. You go in and have a beer and then that, and maybe a game of billiards or snooker.
Was it heavy drink, a hard drinking mess? You know what I mean.
Yes. It depended upon how much cash you had, I suppose.
Was the general culture to drink as much as you could?
Well,
or was it not such a heavy drinking squad?
I don't know. I really don't, because say it's a long time, and I can't remember. I never got over the limit at all. I never had to stagger back.
So you just did social drinking. You just drank to enjoy it, and had
that's it. Yes, have a nap, and maybe have an argument over some politics or something like that.
Was it a jolly atmosphere in the sergeant's mess?
Oh yes, by and large. I remember there was some fiction on one occasion. The warrant officer, he lost quite a bit of money at cards or something, and so he stopped gambling. And
did you gamble?
No, not there. I used to play cards. I've won and lost a bit of time, but to avoid that, they used to get over money gambling. A number of them, and this was mainly the ground crew NCOs. They collected different beer bottle tops, and that was money, and then they would exchange these for cash at the end, you see. So,
and would you go out into the local village or pubs? What was that like?
Yes.
What was a typical visit to a pub in a village like?
Oh, can't think that we went to any near the mess.
Okay.
We would get on a bus and go into Grimsby or.
And what was a visit to Grimsby like?
Oh well, we sometimes go and have a meal, go to a restaurant. I remember on one occasion the skipper went out with some of his Aussie pals. We were a mixed squadron, and when they got back, found that we got to go on a raid, and he briefed Joe Platt. He said, "I've had a hell of a lot to drink tonight, so we'll have to watch it." And it went all right. It went okay, but I don't think that he went heavily again. Unless he was on leave.
Now, let's have a look at some of the raids you actually went on. That was the Mannheim one. Do you remember, I mean, was it a success? Would you not know about the results of the raid?
Well, I've got details of all of these raids.
It's what you remember of them, really. I'll hand you your logbook. Yes, okay. I mean, are there any of those raids you particularly remember or incidents from?
Yes. Nuremberg. That was a long one.
Now, when was that?
That would be in March 45.
Well, that's a very, very late one. That's your 13th.
13th, yes.
You don't remember any of the other ones?
Tell
me the raid and the date and what you remember of it.
Dresden. Nottingham Festival, the Women's Spec.
I'll do it, sorry.
Okay.
Hang on. Well, the raid on Dresden was the 13th of February. Is that the one you mean?
Yes.
And what do you remember about that?
It seemed never ending. It seemed such a long one. And I do remember when we were briefed that a newsreel, passing news or something, they were sending a camera. Photographer with us, and I actually saw the raid a week later when I came on leave. I went to Warrington and went to the cinema with my wife, and in the news it showed this raid, and it was just as though it was taken from our aircraft. So far as the raid went, it was all ablaze when we went over there. It was a matter of looking back on it now, we'd have done better leaving that and going somewhere else.
What did you think? You'd worried about dropping bombs on Mannheim Dock. That one was all ablaze,
and so bloody hell! I wouldn't like to be down there with all this. And it's still coming down because we weren't the last wave going in. It wasn't until much later that we knew.
Did you realise it was a firestorm? Did you know what a firestorm was?
No, didn't realise at that time. It was just a mass of flame. And how did you feel?
I mean, did you feel guilty or not? How did you react at the time?
At that time, I don't know. That was just another raid, a hell of a long raid. But then
that was 9 hours 10 minutes.
And then the next night, we went off again, didn't we?
You went to Chemnitz, an eight, nearly nine-hour raid again.
Yes. Now just think of those two together. We did about 18 hours flying in 33.
How tired would that make you?
Oh.
How did you feel?
Oh, shattered. Absolutely shattered.
Did it affect your efficiency, do you think?
I don't know. I can't remember. I know there were some times when I would sing loudly with the mic switched off, and peer out to keep myself awake, you know. But I didn't realize at that time, because I come off a motorbike before I went flying, that and I was concussed. I was in dock for about 3 days. I developed narcolepsy. You know what narcolepsy is.
When did you develop this? During the raids, or?
Well, I didn't know until after the war, after I was demobbed. You know, I was sleepwise. I was eating food, and that, and I could sleep with somebody talking to me.
But that's after the war.
After the war, when yes.
Now, looking at some of these other raids, you seem to have raided some aircraft. You went to Chemnitz again, there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then aircraft factories, Dessau, yeah. Kassel. Do you know anything about them?
We went to Dessau. Not sure what happened there, but we were ahead of time, and Bill Porter gave the skipper a dog leg, and even when we got over the target, or getting towards the target, there were no flares. There was no Wanganui, no flares dropped at all over the target, and then suddenly they were dropped, and we were the first aircraft, and it shouldn't have been, we were the first aircraft to bomb. And as we left, our ray gunner said, "What a blaze." So we must have been right smack on target there.
And that was Dessau Aircraft Factory, March the 7th, 1945.
I suppose,
and then you Kassel again. And then you do a couple of, you seem to be bombing in support of the army occasionally. Do you remember those?
Yes. We went on one Sunday to Hamburg, and you could see Hamburg across there, but, you know, cloud was coming over. We were going along here, and we got to way before we got onto the bombing run, and the cloud came over, and the master bomber, he kept calling us down, and there must have been, I don't know, probably about 300 aircraft on that raid. And
this is actually later on, but we'll do it now. 31st of March, looks like.
Yeah, yes.
And what do you remember?
We were being called down for that, and lower and lower.
How low?
I can't say how low we went, because it was 10/10 cloud, and in the end.
So you didn't know what you were bombing. You couldn't see anything.
I couldn't see anything. In the end, the master bomber said, gave the password for us to return to base, and we all went back to base with full bomb loads and landed with full bomb loads. That was blooming scary. It really was, but. We all got down well. There was no accidents at all like that.
Now, I think probably we do the Nuremberg one now. That's March 16th. That's before that. But let's do it now. What do you remember about that? You seem to remember that raid well. It's another eight-hour raid.
Yes, because it was so Jerry knew that we were going there. Several turnings before we got to target, fighters around, the gunners were reporting aircraft being shot down, and in the end the skipper said, "For God's sake, don't report anymore. Navigator's got enough to do." And we weren't attacked at all then, but on that raid we were 6s and 7s. Eventually, I saw lights ahead, and I said, "You know, we're coming over Switzerland." And the navigator then he gave a general direction course, and it was daylight when we were coming over the northern part of France, and I was able to give him pinpoints as we crossed the coast.
Had you actually gone over Switzerland or just gone here?
No, we went over Switzerland, and they fired at us, but not to hit us. You know, it was token firing. I didn't realise until later a number of aircraft, mostly Americans, deliberately put themselves down there to get out of it. They must have been so bloody scared, you know, must have had it so rough, so hard. And that was us, we were there like that.
Now, any other raids you particularly remember?
Yes, Cleve.
That's an early one, I think. Yeah, that's an early one. Yeah. That's Army support at Cleve. That's on February the 7th. Now, what do you remember of that?
That we were called down for that raid. The master called us right down. He said, come on down, there's no flak. Come on right down. And we did. We went down to several thousand feet and bombed then. And
what do you remember about it?
Well, that was quite an easy one. You know, that one.
Any other raids?
Yes.
You did a lot, didn't you?
Yes,
I mean, you do. 18.
22 bombing and four food drops. Well, it was 21 bombing and 4 food drops.
Your last bombing seems to have been Bremen.
Yeah.
Do you remember that at all? Heligoland is another one.
Yeah.
You don't particularly remember any of
them. Yes, Heligoland.
What do you remember of that?
Oh, Crumbs, that was really hard.
Why?
Well, we were going for the submarine pens, and we were in the third wave, I think, and we saw a lot of aircraft knocked down. This was towards the end of the war, don't forget. We saw quite a number of it.
It's 18th of April. It is right at the end.
Yeah. I thought, bloody hell, after all this, are we going to be one of those? And yet, when we came onto the bombing run, there was only one, from what I remember, only one flak gun, only one gun firing. They'd been knocked out, but we found after that that the pens had not been touched. They were so well reinforced that it was not a successful raid, as far as that went.